Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Bear Wants to Sing. It was written by Carrie Fagan, illustrated by Dina Seiferling, and it is read today by Mommy. And
the end.
I like it when you're the end. You're like, yeah, I got this. I'm going to wrap this story up. We're going to make it happen. Well, let's do it then. I liked this story because we're doing animal stories.
Okay, so now it's the end.
Mm-hmm. You are the end. We did an animal story about the rooster, and today we're going to do one about a bear because they're fun to do. We did a firefly and a honeybee. We've done all kinds of animals.
Guess what? And insects. We're going to do Bumba.
Let's do the bear story. I like your bear story sounds. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Musical. It's about musical. Okay. So the very first picture we see is a kid with a bicycle, or a tricycle, I guess. Mm-hmm. And in their tricycle, they had had all these musical instruments, but they have fallen out because they're going through a bumpy path in the forest, right?
I think she wanted them to fall.
Okay. A bear was taking a walk. He saw something in the grass. He sniffed it. He licked it. He picked it up and plucked it. It made a nice sound. Plink. The bear turned around, eager to show somebody. A mouse was sitting on a stump, washing his tail.
Look, said the bear. I'm a musician. I want to sing you my song.
The mouse crossed his legs and put his paws in his lap.
I'm all ears, he said.
Just then a crow landed beside them.
What's going on here?
I'm a musician, said the bear, and I'm gonna sing my song.
The crow stepped on something, and it made a delicious rattle.
A tambourine, said the crow. Let me sing first.
But before the bear could protest, the crow began to strike the instrument with her foot.
Never mind your jay, your robin or your owl, your chickadee or grouse, or any kind of fowl, birds of a feather, up high or down low, none are as fine as the clever crow.
Well, that's an interesting song.
That's a good song,
the bear said grumpily.
Pretty good, said the mouse. Now, let's hear yours, bear.
Well, a snake came slithering through the grass.
What are you doing?
I'm a musician, said the bear. I have a song, and I'm going to sing it.
Wait, what's this?
Asked the snake, and she parted the grass to reveal a small drum. She thumped on the drum and her tail, and began to sing.
The ground's a lovely place, you know, to slink and slither to and fro, but even better is to creep under a rock for a nice long sleep.
Said the bear.
That's a good song, too.
Go ahead, bear,
said the mouse.
It was your turn before, and it's your turn now.
Blot!
They all turned to see a tortoise nearby, and he was standing on a rock and holding a horn.
Look what I found,
he said.
What a noise it makes. Now I can play and sing.
Really, tortoise,
said the mouse.
You ought to wait your turn.
But the tortoise had already begun.
There's a well-known saying, blat. And it goes like this. There's simply no place, blat. Like home, but a tortoise, blat, blat. Has his very own cozy place. Wherever he happens to roam. Blat!
Well, that's the sound that
a horn
makes, I guess. It's a French horn, it looks like. Okay. A fox emerged from the bushes.
I've been listening to you all,
she said.
Most impressive indeed. I suggest we start a band. We could go to town and play on stage. I will be your manager.
A band?
Cawed the crow.
We'll be famous,
hissed the snake.
Count me in,
wheezed the tortoise. And now, wow, they have got a great looking band here, don't they?
I believe you're all getting ahead of yourself,
said the mouse.
Bear has not sung his song yet.
I don't feel like it anymore,
said the bear. Please do, said the tortoise.
Yes,
said the fox.
The band needs another song.
Well,
said the bear, blushing a little.
If you insist.
And he twitched his nose and strummed the instrument and opened his mouth.
I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear. I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear. I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear.
The bear gave one last strum.
What do you think?
He asked.
Well,
said the crow.
It certainly gets to the point.
And it's, well, let me think, said the tortoise. It's easy to remember.
Very easy,
agreed the snake. The bear sighed heavily.
You didn't like it.
And he put down the instrument and lumbered off. Through the grass went the bear, over a hill, between some trees, and down to the river. The mouse followed. The bear waded into the water.
Where are you going?
Asked the mouse.
Far away,
said the bear.
For how long?
Forever.
Well,
almost forever.
The bear floated on his back. The mouse crouched down, hopped into the air, and landed on the bear. They floated along, the mouse sitting on the bear's belly.
I liked your song,
said the mouse.
You do?
Asked the bear.
Why?
Because it is just like you.
The mouse lay down on the bear's belly, and as the bear breathed, the mouse went up and down.
I'm a bear,
sang the mouse quietly.
I'm a bear, I'm a bear, I'm a bear.
The bear smiled.
I'm a mouse,
he sang.
I'm a mouse, I'm a mouse, I'm a mouse.
The mouse chuckled, and the two of them sang together, looking up at the clouds as they floated down the river. And you know what? The best part about that story is that you don't have to be anything other than what you are. And you can make your own song. And sometimes you have to make your own music. And it doesn't matter if anybody else likes it or not. There will always be something about you that someone else out there somewhere will like.
And that is the end.
Mm-hmm.